Since 2002, Time for Change Foundation in San Bernardino has been dedicated to helping homeless women and children achieve self-sufficiency. In the studio with me for this segment, I have Vanessa Perez, Associate Director at Time for Change Foundation in San Bernardino, along with Valerie Vermino, Financial Administrator at Time for Change. Thank you for joining me today, ladies. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, before we get started, Vanessa, why don't you tell us how you became Associate Director at Time for Change Foundation?
Okay, well, I was actually born and raised in the city of San Bernardino, and I came to Time for Change Foundation as an intern. I actually went to Cal State San Bernardino, got my degree in mass communications, and saw that Time for Change had an opening in their communications department. So I applied for that internship, got the internship, and once I began working with the agency, I realized the amazing work that they did in the community around women, around leadership development, around advocacy, and just housing and empowering the community. And so I was offered a position as civic engagement specialist, and 6 years later, I'm the associate director.
So how long have you been working with them?
I've been working with Time for Change Foundation going on 6 years this year.
Okay, Valerie, what is your role as a financial administrator?
As financial administrator, I support the executive team with the fiscal management and oversight, ensuring that all programs and administrative functions are aligned with the financial budget of the agency.
And what is your mission statement?
So our mission at Time for Change Foundation is to empower disenfranchised, low-income individuals and families by building leadership through evidence-based programs and housing to create self-sufficiency and thriving communities.
So Vanessa, tell us a little bit more about Time for Change Foundation. What services do you provide?
So Time for Change Foundation is an evidence-based program, and we use the strength-based approach to help our women and children reach self-sufficiency. So we provide an array of services, including housing. We operate 2 emergency shelters. We have 13 units of permanent supportive housing, and we actually developed our own affordable housing apartment complex called the Phoenix Square. So what happens is when women call and we get new families into our program, we assist them by providing them with strength-based case management. We provide services such as financial education and money management. We do 12-step education, relapse prevention. We offer them life skills, work-to-win job readiness programs, mommy and me, parenting education, and women's wellness. So we can help our women to grow into self-sufficient, thriving community members and be those nurturing mothers that they always wanted to be for their children.
Now, do you just deal with the victims of domestic violence?
No. So we work with all homeless women. Any woman who does not have a place to stay, she is able to call our program. It's not just limited to domestic violence women. It's not limited only to women who are formerly incarcerated. Our housing is available and our programs are available to all homeless women and children.
Now, how do they get in contact with you to see if they are eligible for these programs?
A lot of the times, the women that come into our program are referred to us by other programs. They're referred to us maybe through institutions or other women that have been into the program and they have heard by word of mouth. Some of them just call, maybe through our local 211 system that provides information on homeless programs in the community. There's a lot of different ways we go into different programs and other drug and alcohol programs. So we have gone into the local jails, the local prisons. We do presentations in the community. And so people hear about us by word of mouth, and they hear us from other people. And so whether they call based on just looking online or through another person or agency, they hear through us that way, and we're able to work with them and start the process.
Okay, great. What other groups do you work with? I imagine you work with several different type of groups.
Yes, we work with other local nonprofit agencies that do similar service work. We work with the local parole probation offices who refer clients to us, other county offices, and just we're definitely open working with a lot of different agencies who hear about us and know about us so that they can refer clients to us.
How does the foundation impact the local community?
Our agency impacts the local community because what we do is we rebuild women and we develop them into self-sufficient, thriving community members. So since our inception in 2002, we've actually helped over 1,050 homeless women and children reach self-sufficiency. On top of that, we've reunited 247 children out of the foster care system with their mothers. And so one of the things that we really pride ourselves on is the fact that we offer a place that's stable, that's nurturing, that's clean, that's safe, where where women can come and they can regain their lives, regain their sense of dignity, and be those mothers that they've always wanted to be. So we're providing homes where they can feel safe, where children can have a safe, warm bed to sleep at night, and they can have a hot meal every day. They can go to school and feel comfortable and confident in knowing that they don't have to worry about where am I going to sleep the next day, or because a lot of times children may take on some of those stresses not knowing that they might not have another place to sleep at night, or they might have a place to lay their head at night. And so we provide that place for them when we impact the community, because we are taking women and children off of the streets and we're developing them into leaders. We have a strong leadership development program where women become advocates, because we know that no one can speak up for you better than you yourself. And so we teach these women that they have a voice and that their voice matters. So they're involved in volunteering. They're involved in Get Out the Vote campaigns, where we take them to vote. They knock on doors. They call the community and they get them out to vote. They invite them to local events. And so they're really just empowered to be the change that they want to see.
If a woman is homeless and is in need of your services, how can they contact you to see if they are, see if they qualify for your services?
So the way that they can get in touch with us is by calling our office. The number is 909-886-2994.
Can you give that number again?
909-886-2994. They can visit our website, timeforchangefoundation.org, and it will give them some information on there. And those are the ways that you can actually reach out to us.
Okay, great. Now, you've got a special event coming up. I believe it's your 16th annual gala. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So our 16th annual gala, it is Dreams Do Come True. It will be held Friday, April 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Doubletree Hilton Hotel in Ontario. The address is 222 North Vineyard Avenue, Ontario, California, 91764.
So what's on tap for the gala? What do you have planned?
So during the gala, our three main goals are really to fundraise and raise the much needed funds that we need to continue to support our mission. What we do is we honor and we acknowledge outstanding community members that have really played a role in not only assisting our organization, but our local communities. And so we have an award ceremony with a delicious dinner. We have a raffle and silent auction. We have opportunity drawings. And really what we're celebrating is the milestones that these women have achieved by participating in the program, and we celebrate just the work that we've done over the years to help women and children reach a place of self-sufficiency.
Great. Now, do you need sponsors for the event?
So sponsorship, yes, we definitely need sponsorship. Where you can sponsor is by going to www.timeforchangefoundation.org. It will have all the information that you would need there. You can donate, you can buy tickets, you can even call over the phone. The number to call is 909-886-2994.
Okay, and you said the purpose of the event is mainly fundraising, but you, I imagine you have a good time while you're there.
Yes. Oh, yes, it's a great time.
It's a great time.
Everyone, it's a formal event, and so come dressed in your suits and ties. Women, they get dolled up, and all of our women that are in our program actually attend the event. And it's funny because some people come and they meet them, and they have no idea that these women are homeless women because they're dressed so beautifully. And so we definitely have a good time. There will be cocktails. It's an evening event, so come and have a good time. But yes, I just really want to emphasize, this is our biggest fundraiser of the year, and it really helps sustain our agency so that we can continue to fulfill our mission and help homeless women and children reach that place of self-sufficiency.
And what are some of the agency's goals?
Some of the agency's goals are to create thriving families, to create entrepreneurship opportunities for women, and affordable housing. So as I mentioned earlier, Time for Change Foundation is actually an affordable housing developer, and we actually developed the Phoenix Square Affordable Housing Project in 2012. So this project actually received the State of California's Crime Prevention Through Environmental Design Award, and it really sets the standard for low-income housing for homeless women and children. Our model demonstrates safe and decent housing, as well as adequate supportive services that can produce stable families and deter crime. So since it's been open, we've had zero police calls, and so a lot of people think, when they think of affordable housing or low-income housing, oh, it's associated with crime, it's going to go down in a couple of years, but it's almost been 6 years and this building still looks brand new. It's beautiful. It's clean. It's well kept. The tenants are families that are really just trying to have, they really just want to have a chance at safe and decent living. And so it's right across the street from an elementary school where they can watch their kids and walk them to school and pick them up. And so that's one of the things that we want to do. And we're really looking to expand this model. It is a national model. And so we're working to expand it up in the Bay Area, out in Riverside County as well, because we know that we have a model that works and we have a model that really ends homelessness.
Okay, so right now, are you just based out of San Bernardino?
Our headquarters is in San Bernardino, but we're excited to share that we've actually opened our office up in the Bay Area this year.
Great. So you are looking to expand in the future?
Yes.
Great, because it sounds like a worthwhile program to get people. Homelessness is such a big issue nowadays, and getting families that need it, get them the needed help they are looking for, that's a great plus. So once again, tell us about the gala. When is it? Where is it? And how much does it cost?
Okay, so the gala is Friday, April 13th. From 6 to 9 p.m. at the Doubletree Hotel in Ontario, California. It costs $125 per ticket, and there are sponsorship opportunities, there's program book opportunities, and it's really just going to be a fun time. We want you guys, everyone, if you're available, come out. If you can't come, support. Again, Valerie mentioned our website. You can go online. You can call our office. We're just looking for the community support out here to continue
and
to do
And that includes work. Dinner, I take it.
It
yes.
includes dinner.
A good dinner.
A good dinner, great.
And dessert.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Vanessa Perez, Associate Director at Time for Change Foundation in San Bernardino, and Valerie Vermino, Financial Administrator at Time for Change. Thank you, ladies, for spending some time with me. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.